for joining us on Juno Afternoon. I'm Shelley Delaney. AWARE, in partnership with Central Council of Tlingit and Haida Indian Tribes of Alaska, will raise a healing totem pole this Saturday. And here to tell us more is Sarah Lynn Tabachnik of AWARE. Hello, Sarah Lynn.
Hey, Shelley.
Hi.
Nice
How's it going?
To be here. Good. Good, good.
Would you please introduce yourself and tell us a little bit about what you do at AWARE?
Sure. I'm Sarah Lynn Tabachnik, as you said. I started at AWARE, 35 years ago as a children's counselor. And over the years, my job has changed. Now I'm called deputy director. And AWARE's breadth is very broad. Of course, we're the agency that provides services for victims and survivors of domestic and sexual violence. And as I said, I initially started my job working with children, and we still have children's advocates working at AWARE. We provide safe shelter, so people are staying there who need a safe place to be. Families, individuals, people of all genders are welcome. And we have services inside the building, so people can meet with advocates. We work with folks on housing, on any legal issues or legal concerns that they have. And then we have other programs as well. We have a prevention program, Hatush Lachish. We have a men's program called the Juno Choice and Accountability Program, and I'm actually working with that program right now, which has been great. I'm learning a lot, and it's one of the reasons I think I can continue working at AWARE is that I learn new things all the time. And our housing program is growing as well, so I'm real proud of the work that AWARE is doing.
I am as well. It seems like you're really meeting the needs of the communities of the community and providing some really valuable resources.
Thank you. We're trying. I mean, you know that, right? Because
yeah.
You work here and do the same.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure. Well, we're going to talk about the raising of the totem pole this Saturday. It's hard to begin. This is such an emotional experience for anyone who's been affected by domestic violence and sexual assault and the trauma and the aftermath of the healing process. And that's a lot of people, sadly. So for you, Sarah Lynn, what is the origin of this project or the story of the Kese Totem Plaza?
Well, that's a great question. In 2015, AWARE opened transitional housing. And at that time, we opened 12 units around Twin Lakes, near Twin Lakes. And we wanted to have something to honor folks moving in this process, and we came up with the idea of a healing totem pole. And so we went out to bid, and we got make it a shorter story. We commissioned Wayne Price, he's a Tlingit master carver, to create this design that he came up with, which is a totem pole. The main feature is a woman who's holding a child in her arms, and another child is kind of holding on to her. She's standing on a tear box, and as you move higher on the totem pole comes freedom and safety. And then he included screens. So on either side of the totem pole is 12-foot screens. One's an eagle, one's a raven. And so we commissioned him to build that. So we're talking 2015, 2016, and he started to get to work on it. And was working in Haines, then moved the project to Juno, was working on it in Juno, actually finished the project, and then came COVID. Mm. So we couldn't really put it up. And initially we were thinking we would put it up near the transitional housing, actually on the same property. But we found that it was quite large and that it wouldn't have the same impact because it would be on private property. And Wayne actually had the idea, like, what if we put it at Twin Lakes? So we talked to the city, and the city agreed that we could do this. We talked to Central Council, and President Peterson also agreed to partner in this. And so what we've created now is a plaza that will hold the totem pole and screens where really somebody can just sit and reflect or be with. It's, I think, the first of its kind to be constructed this way. And it's here, you know, from 2015-16 to 2022. So we're super excited about it and super pleased with the partnership. You know, when I approached President Peterson, when I approached the city, they were both eager and enthusiastic to partner with this. You know, as the project got bigger, creating a plaza and the budget got bigger, we also got partners. Sealaska pitched in wonderfully, the Rasmussen Foundation pitched in as well, and then we've had smaller donors, Alaska Airlines, Gold Belt, Alaska Seaplanes. So it's really a community project, I think, a community healing so that victims, survivors, their families, their communities really can heal. And the ceremony will bring all of that in, all of that healing when Master Carver Wayne Price unveils it.
What made you choose a totem pole as an emblem of healing? And what made Wayne Price the right fit for the carver?
Well, great questions. You know, we kind of put it, but I think we asked for a totem pole. We didn't give a whole lot of instruction, just saying we wanted a healing something. And, you know, frankly, I don't really remember if we said it has to be a totem pole. But what the design he came up with, I know he partners with his wife, Sherry, and perhaps together they came up with the design. I think what was so meaningful was, number one, the design, and number two, that Wayne has really done his own work. He talks a lot about his own healing and how in his work he continues to heal and how he wants to share this with the community. And he's done a lot of work around that. I mean, he recently was in maybe even on your show about dugout canoes in Yakutat. So really, like, he's always working on healing projects. It's kind of beautiful.
The ceremony to raise the totem pole has been years in the planning, as you mentioned. A lot went into it. What were some of the physical and emotional efforts that had to be made by the community before the ceremony could go on?
Well, you know, it's really a lot, I think. Of course, I'm a white person, aware it's a white organization, and to really honor the traditional protocol and follow it, we had to consult with a lot of cultural experts and culture bearers who could advise us on the best way to do things and how to do things. We're very grateful to many people who have guided us. If you really stop and think about it and allow yourself to feel it, I could cry in a moment, you know. Mm-hmm. Just the deep meaning of it for citizens in Juneau, you know, people in our community. Of course, a woman was murdered recently. You know, we don't have to go or dig too far to find someone or to know someone that we're all of us are impacted by violence. All of us know missing and murdered Indigenous women. All of us, whether we know it or not, know people who have survived violence, and perhaps know people who have not survived as well. So the potential for this is very hopeful, you know, for me, for our community. And you know, you asked a little bit about the physical, and I think about the steel. We initially wanted to have this project up in June, and that was, we were aiming for June, and the steel wasn't ready, the steel that would hold up the totem pole and hold up the screens. So we had to postpone it. And of course, not knowing, well, when will the steel come? We don't know. We don't know. And anyway, we're just grateful that we're able to, that it came, and we're able to do this October 1st. And October is Domestic Violence Awareness Month, which also makes it kind of perfect.
I know that community members have been making dozens of gifts for the ceremony over the last many months. Can you tell us about some of them and what they mean?
Sure. Hatush Lachish, which is the Juno Violence Prevention Coalition, has really taken on the role of gifts and has made just some beautiful gifts, some weavings that are very meaningful, that not only did teachers, weaving teachers, make them, but they also taught people like me how to weave. So really an opportunity for learning and growth. There are some salves, some teas, other things from the earth, from the land here where we are. So I hope that you'll come. Lots of gifts for everyone. It's a celebration. After the ceremony, we have a celebration where there will be gifts given.
The new Casse Totem Plaza will be located at Twin Lakes, as you mentioned. What's the importance of place for this plaza and this totem pole and this ceremony?
The importance is really honoring the people of this land. And it's interesting, too, that you ask, because one of the things I learned was that when a totem pole is placed, it should be facing the water. So even when we were designing the plaza, or the architect, like how it would look, where it would go, it had to be facing the water. So it's facing the water, of course. And really, like I said, we're on Tlingit Ani, so we want to honor that in the best way that we can.
Mm-hmm. And Twin Lakes is not too far away from Aware itself, is that right?
That is right. It's maybe a mile or a mile and a half. So it's pretty close to Aware, and it's very close to our transitional housing. So folks who are living in that facility really can very easily access the plaza.
We've touched on this a little, but how will it help survivors and their families and victims' loved ones to heal?
As I understand it, once Master Carver Wayne Price, when he will do a carver's dance that releases some energy of healing. And so there's that on an energetic level. And perhaps it's a lot on an energetic level. I think having a place that's designated where this is intended for healing, and it's in nature, it's not a private place or across from a therapist, it's like on the earth where you can sit and be with and know that this is the intention, and you can bring your own intentions. You know, all of us I think have had experiences where we've harmed and where we've been harmed, and perhaps just a place to reflect on our humanity, and to allow ourselves to feel our feelings, the pain, perhaps, the joy, perhaps, to allow our own process, whatever that process might be. That's my hope.
Does the word kase have special meaning?
It does. So kase is means higher voice, and going back to the transitional housing, we wanted to name give a name to the facility. There's a person named Patty Bland who was an AWARE board member and was also an incredibly brilliant trainer on domestic violence, sexual assault, gender-based violence, and also the intersections with mental health issues and substance use disorders. And she was such a brilliant mind and kind of, I mean, we're all one of a kind. She was very one of a kind. And she died at a very young age, I think. And before she died, though, she was adopted into a Tlingit family, and she was given the name Kasay, higher voice. So it's very much connected to higher voice, right? Like, higher voice is just such a beautiful name because it is like if you have a higher voice and listen to a higher voice and honor your higher voice and your voice, that's great.
Yeah, okay. Sarah Lynn Dubachnik, thank you so much for being here today and answering my questions about the Kasay Totem Plaza and the unveiling of the totem pole that's happening this Saturday, October 1st, noon at Twin Lakes. It'll be right near the parking lot. A reception will follow at Elizabeth Paratrovich Hall. How do you think you'll feel at the end of the event?
How do I think I'll feel? Really happy. Yeah, you know, it's been a long time coming, and there's a lot of forces that have to, that I believe kind of come together. I call it the universe, that make things happen as and when they should in their own time. So I'm pretty excited that the time is now.
I hope others will feel that as well and feel good afterwards. So thanks again so much for being here, and you can find out more about the Kasay Totem Plaza and the totem pole at the AWARE website.
Thank you, Shelley.
Thank you. Gunas Cheesh.